that men have in private. What happens at a barbershop usually stays in a barbershop until now. Barbershop conversations where nothing is off limits. Ladies and gentlemen, we are truly excited to welcome you to another episode of Barbershop Conversation. We're joined by Barry White, AJ Miller, Jackson Bracey. Barry, shout out, man. Thank you for joining us on this episode. All right, let's stop playing. I want to make sure that we stay connected. You can connect with me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at Joe Paul Speaks. I also want to invite you to participate in our highly controversial answers discussions that occur on Facebook Monday through Friday starting at noon Eastern Standard Time. We talk about every subject under the sun. Trust me, you won't miss it. They're all controversial. It's kind of like barbershop conversation, but everyone's invited. Simply log on to Facebook.com/Mr. Joe Paul to join the conversation. We'll certainly be waiting for you. Joining me in this episode is my brother from another mother, Mr. AJ Miller, in the studio. What's happening, Jeezy?
Yes, sir. Glad to be here, man. It's another beautiful day. If you hear some cars and trains or anything like that in the background, I'm walking the streets of Memphis, Tennessee right now trying to make it to my car. But if you want to get connected with me, you can do so on Instagram and or Twitter at AJEEZY, the number 4 governor, or AJ Miller on Facebook. Holla at me.
There it is. There it is. Fantastic. Fantastic. Folks, also in the studio and helping to kick off our conversation is Mr. Jackson Bracey, the reasonable bachelor himself. Jackson, welcome to the conversation. Let the folks know
Thanks
how they can connect.
Thanks a lot, gentlemen, for having me. You know, I love to be here once a week. You guys can connect with me on Facebook as Jackson Bracey, or you can follow my blog, thereasonablebachelor.com, or follow me on Twitter at Jackson Bracey.
Fantastic, fantastic. Folks, what we're going to discuss on this episode of Barbershop Conversation is quite simple, actually. We want to educate women on what you can do, ladies, and not do in some cases, in order to keep a man's interest, okay? Especially if you're newly dating someone, all right? Have you ever wondered why he slowly, and in some cases, quickly lost interest? Those good morning text messages that just start to slowly fade into those intermittent, hey. The classic scenario, folks, you meet a really good guy, you really like him, he crosses off a majority of the qualifiers on your extensive list, and you tell your mama about him. And all of a sudden, just like that, he's disengaged. Why does that happen? Well, folks, we've come up with a list that will help any woman learn and understand what she can do to keep a man's interest over an extended period of time, especially if you just started dating. First, I want to reach out to Jackson and to get the conversation started. Jackson, so what is that one thing? We all have a list that we created. What's that one thing that a woman can do to keep a man's interest?
Well, there's a multitude of things, and I think that we all, as men, experience these things, and we talk about it all the time when we deal with different scenarios with women, and I want all the lady listeners to understand that we're saying this not to kind of promote this idea that you have to do something special or ordinary to have a man. It's just that we're speaking from a man's point of view. I'm sure that you guys all have a list of things that you believe that men must do in order to keep you enticed or interested. And those are very valid things as well. It's just that none of you are here to give your opinion right now, so we're going to stick to the fellas list. So one of the primary things is, though, and I'm very honest about this, I've become more honest about this as I've matured and not really so much danced around it. I am not into women who are not physically fit. And if I meet you and you are physically fit and you care about your physical appearance, and then you get to a point where you don't care about your physical appearance, when that's still important to me, that's a very easy way for me to lose some interest in you. And I think that, you know, sometimes, a lot of times, guys get, sort of shamed or embarrassed about saying that because it's made to be, you know, seem shallow or whatever. But in reality, at a certain point in your life, you have to just realize it is what it is, and that's just kind of, you know, it's better that I be honest about it than dance around the bush with you to start.
Yeah, true that. I mean, you're right about that. You are absolutely right about that. I was going to touch on one thing that you said, but I want to get through this list. I want to invite Jeezy to talk a little bit about what women can do to keep a man's interest. Jeezy.
Well, the first thing that is on my list that is one of my biggest pet peeves and one of the fastest ways that you can run me off personally, I'm just speaking for myself, but I just from talking to a lot of my homeboys, I've heard the same thing over the years, but I don't like people that are overly emotional based on the scenario, and that could be a positive emotional response or a negative emotional response. So if we're in a scenario that really doesn't require crying or extreme anger, or if we're in a scenario that really doesn't require extreme excitement and or laughter, I want your emotional responses to be congruent with what's actually going on in the scenario. And females that really don't have good emotional control of themselves and of their emotions turn me off quickly, because I'm even keeled most of the time. And when a person is overly emotional or their emotions don't match what's going on, it throws me off a bit. So that's an easy way to make me.
That's
be like,
a very good one, AJ. That's a real good one.
It is a good one. It is a good one, especially if you start showing too much emotion too soon, right? I mean, I've dealt with situations where, you know, by the second or third date, I mean, she was already crying. I'm like, wow, this is going to be a lot. You know, if this is what she's going, if this is what she's showing me right now, oh, my goodness. Like, you know, yeah, and it's hard for me, y'all. I don't cry in movies because I know it's a movie, you know what I mean? So it kind of annoys me when I see people cry in movies. I know this is kind of taking a sidebar, but does that annoy you guys? I mean, do y'all cry in movies, Jackson, AJ?
I don't, but I will tease you if you cry in a movie. And that goes for male, female, boy, girl, elderly.
All of the above.
If you're sitting beside me and you cry in a movie, I'm teasing your ass.
Yeah,
off the rip,
yeah,
period.
Because it's going to be like, come on, man. You know,
I've got a little misty-eyed at Lion King once or twice, you know.
Lion King? Not me.
I'm going to own that. I'm going to own that one.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think
yeah.
The one thing AJ said that I think is most important is AJ did not just specify his annoyed response or just ill feelings towards a young lady who would express outrageous fits of sadness or anger. He also put it on, like, unusually high outbursts of excitement or laughter over things that don't really require that, because they all lead to an indicator of they all are good indicators of people who just have these wild emotional outbursts, you know. So
very true. Very true. No arguments there. It's one of the things on my list that, ladies, what you can do to keep or not do to keep a man's interest over an extended period of time is don't assume automatically that he's courting you, because he may just be dating you, and there's a difference. Okay, so, and I know a lot of times when women meet a man who's ready and so on and so forth, you automatically assume that marriage is inevitable. Let me explain it to you all. Okay, so courting is when a man exclusively dates you, all right, with the express purpose, okay, express purpose of dating you, right, and potentially marrying you, only you, okay, no one else. So one major difference between courting and dating is that with courting, you typically enter a relationship with the intention of marrying. With dating, it's a whole different story altogether, and I needed help in order to explain this. So what I did was I went to Wikipedia. Okay, yes, folks, Wikipedia. I decided to turn to Wikipedia because I didn't want to confuse anyone. So here's what they had to say. Dating is a part of the human mating process, okay, whereby two people meet socially for companionship beyond the level of friendship. You hear that, ladies? So don't go out on these dates and lead these men on if you don't want this to go beyond the level of friendship. Or with the aim of assessing the other's suitability as a partner in an intimate relationship or perhaps marriage, which is a long shot, by the way. While the term has several meanings, it usually refers to the act of meeting and engaging in some mutually agreed upon social activity in public, together as a couple. Most of you are dating, ladies, when you think that you're courting. Now, if the man hasn't told you 100% that this is where you're going, don't assume. Do not assume. All right? There's some red flags that come up automatically when you're in a situation like that. Now, I don't know if you, AJ or Jackson, if you guys have been in this situation, but there's some red flags that come up, you know, with ladies who they run into you, they meet you, you're a great guy, you're a great catch. The first thing they're wondering is, wow, why are you not taken, is number one. Number two, they start thinking, well, I need to be the one to take him off the market, right? When in fact, you're just really dating. You're not necessarily courting her. Has that happened to any one of you guys?
Yeah, I mean, it happens quite frequently when you're dating, especially when you're dating women in our age bracket, because I think they feel societal pressure and peer pressure to go ahead and try to solidify a family environment with a husband and children and a dog and house and all that good stuff that society says you have to have in order to be whole and complete. But I think what's key in the definition that you stated from the outset was the word express. And a lot of times I think that's where women take a turn for the worse, because that word express clearly indicates either clear verbal and or written communication as to exactly what is going on.
We have an understanding.
They make the assumption. Yeah, there is a clear understanding. A lot of times people make the assumptions because we went out 10 times in a row, or, you know, when I do have a little bit of free time, I hang out with you, that automatically means that you're courting me and not dating me.
Mm-hmm. Well said. Well said. Jackson, you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, actually, I do. AJ hit the nail right on the head. And like I always say, and, you know, I say this to all the women who I'm cool with, you have to judge a man directly based upon what he verbally will articulate to you directly, along with his actions that support his words. Okay? So, making an assumption, like AJ said, of what my intentions are just because we went out on a certain amount of dates. If you are feeling uncertain, you have the right and the authority over your own life to ask directly. And if he doesn't give you a direct, then you've kind of gotten the answer that you need, okay? Because if a man waffles and wavers over you asking him a question like, well, where is this going? Where do you see? Do you see us moving in the direction to where we become exclusive, if he responds to you and says something like, you know, Shelly, you know, why we got to talk about all that right now? I mean, you are, we have a good
time.
The
answer is no.
Don't you want to continue the time? You know, like that means no. That means
yeah.
No. That means I'm uncertain about where I feel about you. But the problem is that when a lady hears that, she has to be strong enough and determined enough to stop it right there. And
true.
Not try to continue
it.
On and convince him that this is what you need and where you ought to be. And, well, I know he's just saying this, but he has to feel something for me because he takes me out. Well, yeah, he does take you out, but he's also sleeping with you, which very well could be the end game that he has for you.
Real talk. No arguments here, my friend. No arguments right here. And, Jackson, while you have the mic, why don't you tell us what's next on your list for ladies?
Now, I
have
Now, the question was things that, you know, you can do to kind of turn a man off or put him in a space where he doesn't really want to be with you anymore. This sounds really bad, but it's very honest. Men look for a certain level of peace and comfort and just tension release to come from his association with his lady. If your lady turns into the kind of person that either keeps you in a state of being high strung or she's in a state of being depressed, those are surefire ways to make him make a beeline to the door, because that's just not that, because you become at this point a tremendous detriment in his life. Like, there's no fun and no ease for me to be with you. There was a line that I always used to remember from one of my favorite plays, A Raising the Sun. The mother told the mother told her daughter-in-law that it's not right for a man to have to leave outside of his house to find comfort. It's wrong for a man to have to go outside his own home to find comfort. And as soon
That's
as
real.
You start to do that, it's a bad situation. So if you have a lady in your life that is either extremely depressed and she's a Debbie Downer all the time because she's, you know, everything about her life is just so bad and she articulates that to you all the time, or she's just so high strung through her anxiety all the time, that's a surefire way to kind of break down a relationship to a certain point with a man.
Real talk. Real talk. Real talk. AJ, what do you have on next on the list?
Let's see here. The next thing I had on my list was with regard to free time. A lot of women who are especially interested in you, they get aggressive with, like, making plans and planning out your free time. And as I think that's another surefire way to turn a guy off or run a guy off. And let me give you an example of what I mean. So let's just say you just happen to know my schedule because we talk frequently enough for you to have picked up on patterns. And, you know, I get off at, 5:30, and, I go to the gym around 7:30 or whatever. So based upon that, you just plan out my free time. So, like, you call me and be like, I know you leave the gym at, like, 8:15, so I was thinking, I'll just come by and pick you up, and we'll just do this. And I'm like, and most guys, some guys would sit, be like, just hell no, or others will just, they might go along with it initially, but you have made them take a step back because that's just, it's too aggressive, especially early. Now, if that's your wife and you're trying to coordinate, plans around children and numerous other activities, yeah, somebody has to take the lead sometimes on stuff like that. You don't need to manage a guy's time that you just met unless you are hired to do that. That's not your job.
Real talk. I mean,
Absolutely.
Yeah, cut and dry. What I have on my list next is, ladies, I think it's critically important. Now, gentlemen, I don't know how you feel about this, but I think it's critically important that women maintain a little bit of mystery about themselves, especially when it comes to your past, right? You don't have to tell me every little thing that you've done and every place that you've ever been to, especially every person that you've ever been with or seen. When you share every little detail about your past, it's so draining to a man. I know I don't care to hear any of that stuff. I remember I was in a situation where this woman would talk about, her past, like exes, just talk about them, you see that Volvo, Brian used to drive that one. You're like, what, who cares? You know what I'm saying? Oh, you see that suit, yeah, my friend Jason, he used to wear a suit like that. What the hell are you talking about? Like, what is going on? So, ladies, maintain a little bit of mystery about yourself, okay? We don't want to hear about that. We don't want to associate. When you associate, like, dudes that you've messed with and you talk about them all the time, it's tough to not to look past that. Jackson, you're going to say something on that?
I do, and that's one of the things that I didn't include on my list, but it kind of coincides to the way I feel about women who can show signs of being manipulative in their behaviors and in their speech. See, I believe that when a lady says things like that, she is trying to annoy you and kind of give you a visual image to coincide with her own ability to attract other men. And she will try to subtly let you know that by seeing the most handsome man that she can find on the street and say, oh, he kind of looks like my old boyfriend, Brian. As though to give you this indication or signal. See, that's like, there's literally no reason for her to ever tell you that. Mm-hmm. So, and I don't take women as being stupid. I don't think women are stupid. So I think that when they say things like that, it's done purposely to kind of like antagonize or be a little bit manipulative. Much in the same way, and I don't know, maybe you guys have experienced this before. I know I have. I have been used as the guy friend who is a man of a certain level of, like, I guess, like, moderate attractiveness or desirability to kind of show off in front of my boyfriend.
Here's my new man.
To let their new man, like, you see Jackson over there? I'm cool with him. He's the kind of guy, like, that I roll with. I want you to know that, so now this guy's looking at me some kind of way when I've never had anything to do with his lady at all. But she's kind of shoveled me out there in front of him to meet him in this kind of mysterious, not totally letting him know that we just used to work together for a while and we've been cool ever since. Kind of flaunting somebody out there as like, hey, look, I got options.
Yeah. No, real talk. It makes complete sense. So, Jackson, while you have the mic, did you just go?
No, it's
fine. He just went.
So I just kind of piggybacked on what you said.
Right. Yeah. So,
one of the other ones on my list is, and this is for like an advanced level of relationships for people who are married and whatnot. And I see this a lot when people change agreed upon parameters for your relationship. And by that I mean, like, do you want to have kids, or how many kids did we agree on having, and things like that. Like, those types of things are the things that can really push somebody away. And not just in the context of kids, but if our agreed upon, you know, parameters of life are that, you know, you'll be a stay-at-home mom or you'll be a working mom, and that all of a sudden you figure, well, I've had a child now, I'm not going back to work. Those are the type of things that I think can cause real wedges in a man's closeness to you.
You ain't lying about
definitely.
That.
Definitely. And I'll say this about that thing as well. And we talked about this a little bit off air in a different context. As an individual, you have the authority and the right and privilege to have a change of heart and change your mind whenever you want to. There's nothing wrong with that. But you have to understand, if that wasn't an agreed upon term, then there's a chance that the other person that was a part of that initial agreement with you is not going to agree to the new term. So you have to be prepared for that when you change your mind. So, like, mm-hmm. in instances where there's that female who at first is real, real super cool, and she says from the outset, like, you know, hey, I'm just attracted to you. I'm not really trying to be in a relationship right now. And what we're doing as far as hanging out and, you know, having sex from time to time and going to get something to eat when we're hungry, I'm cool with that. Now, mm-hmm. knowing full well, most guys know that eventually if that relationship continues to occur, even at that agreed upon term, women typically change their mind because emotionally they become attached. So just because you become attached now and, you know, you want to get married, that doesn't necessarily mean that the guy has to go along with those terms, because those weren't the initial agreed upon term. And the same thing goes if it's something that, you know, the guy said he was going to do initially and he changed his mind or decided he didn't want to follow through. You have the right to, you know, not stick around for the change in the initial agreement. But
yeah,
it's your right, you know, to do so.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, things change all the time. Things change all the time. I think you just can't change the rules in the middle of the game. You know what I'm saying? You got to finish the game. Now, I'll be the first to tell you, I can change my mind, and it's okay. You don't have to agree, but I can change my mind. And I think that a lot of people may actually feel that way too. No, seriously, I'm like, hey, you don't have to agree with me. You know, you don't even have to understand. But I can change my mind. Just like you can. You know. So at any rate, AJ, what's next on your list?
The next thing I had on my list that's a real turnoff for me is that someone that is extremely clingy, and that could be early or late in a relationship, but if it happens early, you probably won't even make it to the late. So if you're extremely clingy from, you know, from Jump Street, then it's really, really hard for me to feel comfortable enough in a relationship to, you know, make it anything that's long term. And what I mean by that is that outside of me and talking to me, you give off the appearance or illusion that you have absolutely nothing else to do. So you need me exclusively to occupy all of your time. And when I'm not occupying that time that you have, you know, are not at work or asleep, you feel some type of way, or you're hounding me to fill up that time for you. Like, you don't have like sorority meeting or church prayer meeting or
that's real
working out or go visit your mom or do something, find something to do besides, you know, depend upon me to fulfill all your emotional or companionship needs or, you know, whatever, just because we happen to be dating. Still maintain your individuality.
That's real. That's real. And also, you know, I'm going to add to that, AJ. A lot of dates don't have to happen at once. Like, you know, I think a lot of times we fall into this thing where we feel like, hey, what you doing? You know, you get excited about the person, right? So you meet them on Friday, then you want to meet them again on Sunday, then you want to meet them again on Wednesday, you know, and my goodness, you know, slow it down a little bit. Slow it down a little bit. I know you're excited, but trust me, that excitement wears off very fast. As soon as they do something to piss you off, right? Or as soon as they do something, they're no longer as cute as they were when you first met them, trust me. All right, let's move on. Oh, Jackson, did you have anything to add about don't be too clingy?
No, I mean, I think that was pretty self-explanatory. I think most people, men and women, kind of feel that way.
True that. True that. Seriously, folks, you know, find something to occupy your time. Don't be texting every few minutes, you know. And leave me alone for a second. All right, so let's go on to this next. No, I'm kidding.
With
I'm kidding.
Egg,
I'm kidding. All right, so, ladies, here's something that you can do. Stop comparing him, all right, the dude that you're dating, to your past failed relationships. I think one of the things that bothers me, especially when you verbalize it, you know, I've been in situations where I'm dating a woman and she'll automatically like, oh, man, you know, I'm kind of glad that you're not like my ex because he used to do this and that. And I just thought that y'all were all the same and blah. I'm like, you know, trust me, sweetie, if I compared you to my exes, trust me, we wouldn't even be together. You know what I'm saying? If I thought that you know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, yeah, they're crazy. So if I put you in the same, if I look at you through the same lens that I do them, then we're wasting our time. So ladies, stop comparing your dude or this dude that you're dating to your past failed relationship. You know, give him an opportunity to earn your trust, right? When you automatically give him an F, because I had this situation happen to me, fellas, where the woman was straight up, she just was like, you know what? I knew you were just like every other guy. You know, I knew you were going to lie, and I knew you were going to, I'm like, what are you talking about? You know, I mean, I've only known you for 3 hours. Like, what are you? You've made this assessment over a few drinks? My God. Has that ever happened to you, gentlemen?
Yeah, I think for me, like I try to tell people, don't ever find yourself in a position where you live your life by the worst of your experiences. And that goes for everything. But especially when you start talking about relationships, you know, like if you live your life by the worst of your experiences, you can never be happy. You know, you're always going to see the worst. In every situation, you're going to always walk into every relationship with a huge degree of skepticism. And, you know, and I think it's – and I just think it's stupid because, you know, you can have a lady who has had 4 boyfriends in her life, 3 of them treated her really well, and 1 of them had a bad experience with her, and now she's on this like, well, men are dogs and they lie and they do, you know, all these types of things. But it's like that's just a reflection of you living your life about the worst of your experiences, and that's a terrible way to live.
True that.
Yeah, real talk, Jackson. And the truth of the matter is that, you know, we could just cut to the chase and cut men out of it and cut women out of it. We can just surmise the whole thing by saying humans lie, humans cheat, and if you engage in human interaction, you're going to get your feelings hurt at some point or another because nobody is perfect. And
true.
Depending upon the type of person that you are, especially if the patterns of behavior in your romantic relationships are very similar across numerous men, you know, sometimes you have to take a step back and do some self, you know, evaluation and say, what is it about me that every guy that I've ever dated, you know, is this?
Call the police on me.
What is it about me that every guy I ever talked to shook me real hard and choked me? What should I do? Was it that I berate men and, you know, spit on them in arguments and smack them upside the head? What is it about me that, you know, or whatever the case may be, or why does every guy cheat on me? I'm making a lot of a serious situation, but I mean,
no, but it's real.
You get the gist, though. You get the gist. Like, I have to look at myself and say, you know, if every woman I've ever encountered said, AJ, I just don't trust you, I have to sit down and say, well, you know, every woman I ever talked to says they don't trust me. Maybe it's because
I'm untrustworthy.
Between the hours of 2 a.m. and 5 a.m. That could raise some suspicion and doubt in our relationship.
And you're not a surgeon. So, you're not a surgeon on call. That's a telltale sign right there.
I don't do surgery, nothing like that. I don't do surgery. I'm not on call.
That's great. No, real talk, gentlemen. Real talk, ladies. I hope you're taking notes. You know, because we're trying our best to speak slowly. But of course, you're going to have an opportunity to check us out every week, Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Starting next week, we're going to be accepting calls live. You'll be able to call the hotline 347-215-6640. So tune in because you'll be able to call in and express your opinion. If you don't agree with what I say, AJ or Jackson, of course, just come on, join the circle. We'll certainly be waiting for you. So Jeezy, aren't you next or is it Jackson?
I don't know. I'm prepared to go next.
I think Jackson. I've been putting marks on my board. I've been putting marks on my board, and I missed a mark. I started drawing after a while, and I just totally lost track. So now I'm kidding. Go ahead, Jackson.
I, uh, my fourth thing on my list is one that is, I think, really important, and people need to know this. And this is one of the things I think I talked to you about, that when I mentor young gentlemen, high school age young boys who are getting into relationships, I tell them one of the primary things they should never tolerate in their relationship with a woman. And for me, that's a woman that gets violent or combative in any kind of belligerent sort of way. So what I mean by that is that obviously, like, if a woman, you know, puts her hands on me, that's it. There is no turning back from that. And what I have to, and what I tell people and what I do for myself is I don't allow my sense of strong manhood or masculinity get in the way to tell me, well, she didn't really hurt me. You know what I'm saying? It's not like she could really hurt me. That's not the point. The point is that she tried and that she thought so little of me that she would resort to such a level of violence. Because eventually, if you keep letting people or giving people a pathway or pass on trying to hurt you, eventually one of these days they're going to be successful. I might be able to take her punch to my arm or to my stomach, or she might throw a drink in my face, whatever. I might be able to physically tolerate that stuff. But why put myself in a position where I have to suppress my natural urge to always turn around and defend myself? And, you know, I'm always being the bigger person with somebody who is totally okay with being childlike and bratty in their behavior. So, yeah. You know, like my philosophy is that the worst thing you can do when somebody gets physical with you or combative or any of those types of behaviors is to try to get them back. You don't have to get them back. The way you get them back is by relieving them of the responsibility that they have as a place in your life. That's how you get people back. You don't do
let
it
them
by,
go.
You know, yeah, let them go. And that will bother, and your ability to just cold turkey walk away from somebody and them know that you walked away from them because they were so, you know, low class and simple as though they felt the need to do this type of thing, it will eventually eat away at them at a point to where they'll be bothered by it enough. So you don't have to do all the other stuff. And one more thing to add to that before we go to AJ is I just want to say that, like, there are a lot of situations where a woman doesn't have to necessarily physically confront you or assault you if you leave her alone. When she gets to a point where she is emotionally assaulting you and verbally assaulting you in a way that pushes your buttons in a negative space, that is also grounds to totally walk away from that. Because while you might be able to control yourself and suppress yourself 75% of the time, all it takes is that 25% of the time for you to lose it, and you've lost much more in life by putting your hands on a woman and getting on that level. So you'd be better off not being with anybody who could ever bring themselves to say something with the intention to hurt you.
Man, you know what? Let me tell you, Jackson, here's how I personally feel about it. If you ever get into a situation where you feel like you need to respond in a violent or combative manner to your spouse or mate, you are with the wrong person, okay? Mm-hmm. Whether you're on the receiving end of that or whether you're on the giving end of that. Because no relationship, no sensible human relationship should ever, ever reach to these heights. I mean, especially if you have a functioning brain, right, and words that you can use. You know what I'm saying? It should never get to that point. Like, it should never get to that point. So, you know, if you feel like you get into a situation where you get violent or combative, or even if you think about it, honestly, guys, because I've heard and I've seen guys or comedians talk about, yeah, you know, man, you know, anybody married? Okay, and people raise their hand. Yeah, you ever just daydream about killing your spouse? Like, what the hell? You know, you don't actually do it. You just kind of think about it, you know? I'm like, what? You're with the wrong person. If these are the types of thoughts that run through your mind, you're definitely with the wrong person. Jeez, you have something to add to that?
I think all of that speaks for itself, man. So, hey, yeah.
There it is. Well, guess what? You have the microphone, so it's on you. What is your next up on the list, ladies? We're talking about things that you can and can't do, or should and shouldn't do, or do and do not. I can go on and on with these. What you call them? Contractions? I got a C-. Shout out to Miss Williams. So check it out. So go ahead, AJ. Let's talk about what women can do or do not or stop doing in order to keep a man's interest or attention.
Yeah, man. I think another thing that women can do is to live in and enjoy the present moment. A lot of times we get to looking too far ahead, so far ahead that you don't even enjoy the present moment that you're in. So let's say that you're dating a guy. That's pretty cool. And, I mean, maybe y'all have had some serious discussions, and maybe he said to you, you know, hey, you know, I could see myself, you know, being with you long term. But you have to take that in a proper context. Anytime a man tells you that he can see himself doing X, Y, or Z with you, that means today, right now, in this moment. So if you act crazy as hell, that's subject to, you know, revocation. I could change my mind tomorrow depending on how you act. But I think you should just learn to enjoy the present moment. So don't be looking towards, you know, your third child and stuff like that on the third day. Let's just enjoy this walk in the park. Let's enjoy, you know, this delicious meal. Let's enjoy this movie and each other's company for what it is right now. And as we continue to enjoy each other moment to moment, that grows into a place where, you know, you may become exclusive. You may become engaged. You may become married. And you may eventually get to that, you know, second or third child. But that doesn't happen just because you look at somebody and you look at their resume and say, you know, this guy fills in all the check boxes. This is it, you know. Mm-hmm. Don't make plans based upon that. Enjoy the process. And, you know, in doing so, you don't run a guy off by being too
aggressive.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, to find a better word than that, but that's
what it is.
That sums it up.
That's what it is. I mean, think about it. You know, when women, y'all got to understand to take it easy. Fellas too now. And now I'll say something for the females on behalf of for the ladies on behalf of the fellas. Now, fellas too, period. Everybody just need to take a damn chill pill, okay? You don't have to look so far ahead to where you can't even see the person in front of you. You're already planning a marriage during the first date. You know, I had a young lady ask me, just inappropriate first date questions. You know what I'm saying? Inappropriate first date questions. Like,
yeah,
you're not supposed to ask me this stuff. Like, I don't even know if this is going to last the next 30 minutes. I've already got the homie on the emergency call. And when he calls, I might actually answer and be like, all right, my house is on fire. I got to go. You know what I'm saying? So I have to, you know, ladies and gentlemen, don't look so far ahead. I mean, really, just like Jeezy is saying, enjoy the present moment. Like, seriously, I mean, you may not even marry this person. It may just be one of those things where he lasts to the 93rd day because then on the 93rd he got the draws and he's out. You know, it could be reversed. It could be her that don't really want marriage and all she wants is the draws, because we've seen a surge of those women. I mean, am I making it up? Am I alone, folks? Am I alone?
No, not at all. And it's basically the antithesis of that old school Sprite commercial. Do not obey the thirst. Just because you're caught up in the rapture, don't be making these plans, because people are ever evolving. So the person that you're making 10-year plans with isn't even going to be the same person in 10 years, because hopefully they're changing and growing, or they may be the type of person, they may, you know, be regressing to a lesser person than they are in the current situation that you met them. But you can enjoy right now and, you know, take each day as it comes and decide, you know, on that basis, you know, if you can do one more day, or if you can do one more month, or if you can do one more year, because you don't know what changes life is going to bring for you or for that person that you are making these long-term plans with.
Real talk. I mean, Jackson, you have anything to add to that, or we can go to the
next? No, I mean, just that, I don't want people to hear what we're saying, that we all pretty much agree to. I don't want people to hear what we're saying and saying that, you know, you're wrong to have a goal of getting married when you're out actively dating. And that's, you should, if that's what your goal is. However, you have to understand that there are goals that need to be set in between the first date and the wedding date, okay? And those dates, and looking at it from that perspective, allows you to be more measured in your sentiments. If you're on the first date and sitting across the table from AJ, Joe, or Jackson, you say, oh, this guy's handsome, he's nice, he speaks well, he's got all his teeth.
He's got a lot of money.
Yeah, he looks like he got a little money in his account.
No, a lot.
Yeah, right, a lot of money. Let me get off the phone right now and call my mom and say, Mom, I think I just met the one. That is bad crap crazy. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying in those spaces is that learn to set goals in between the long term. You got to say, like, okay, well, we had a good, like, my goal today on this day is to just have a good time, okay? And then my goal from here is to cross other barriers, barriers like how long until we get to a space where we feel comfortable holding hands, how long before we get to a space to where we feel comfortable telling each other about our life goals and life plans and our family, how long before we get to a space to where, you know, we become intimate. You understand? Like, so make those goals and those benchmarks before you automatically jump so many steps ahead that it distracts you to a point that you can't even be happy with what you got.
Real talk, especially if you've been engaged before, you know what I'm saying, and you have a broken engagement. You typically are looking for somebody to fill that space. You know, you got the ring, got the everything. You got the location, got the pastor. Everybody's agreed. So all you need to do is fill in family here. Insert random person here. Making no sense. So, all right. Let's go to the next one. The next one on my list is this. Ladies, dating can be financially and emotionally draining to a man. Okay, can I get an amen, fellas?
Amen.
I mean, it really can be. So, ladies, here's what you can do to keep a man interested in you. Pamper him every now and then, you know, and more so every now than every then. Okay, pamper the man. Okay, men want to feel special too. I know during a courtship, and we explained the differences earlier in the show, men traditionally pay for everything. You know, but come on now. You do have a job, don't you, Miss Independent? Right? Don't you have a job too? So, you know what I'm saying? Let's see how much you love me and care about me by pampering me. Now, a lot of men may not feel this way, and they may not, you know, even support this. But I don't care. What I'm saying is this: it's okay to come to a man's house bearing gifts. I mean, even if it's the littlest thing. I mean, I tell you, the women who've stuck around the longest are the ones who came showing that they appreciate what I've done. And maybe the thing is this: show appreciation, right? Maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's the message to folks, and men and women, you know, show appreciation. If somebody does something nice to you and goes out of their way for you, show them that you appreciate it. Now, telling them may be enough, but it may not be enough, okay? Don't just stop at telling them. You might have to just take it a little step further and show them, because they clearly showed you in order for you to feel appreciated. So, and am I off base here, gentlemen? I mean, I think that it's important, at least for me. I need to feel like I'm appreciated. If I've been taking you out on these dates and, you know, have been financially supporting this relationship or this pre-relationship, this dating process, you know, at the very least you can do is reach out and pay for a bill, or reach out and bring me a sweater or something. Hey, you know, I was in the mall today. I spent $8,000. Yeah, $79.50 was on me, but here's a belt that I saw for you. You know what I'm saying? I would appreciate, because hey, that's really how it goes. But I would appreciate that belt. I really would. I'd be like, wow, she thought of me. She thought enough of me to get me something and to not think about herself. Gentlemen, you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's definitely true. That appreciation piece is something that often shows up on surveys taken on men, both married and dating, that along with like intimacy and, you know, respect is high up on that list is appreciation. I don't know if it's like number two or number three, but I know those are consistently the top three when you poll men in terms of, you know, what fills up their love tank, what fuels them to keep doing the positive things in a relationship that you receive as the woman. Intimacy, appreciation, and respect are always, you know, the top three things consistently across studies. So you definitely want to show your man appreciation. And that's going to, like Joe was saying, that's going to be, you know, vary from guy to guy, because some guys, you know, they just don't feel comfortable with a woman ever buying them anything. I ain't one of them people, especially in this era when often, you know, African-American women, if that's your pool that you're dating from, you know, they're earners. You know what I'm saying? They're the most educated, and they're earners. So pocket might be the same, or she might have a little bit more than you. So
she definitely does.
You have to show your appreciation by investing in that dating process with that guy, you know, especially if you want him to stick around. Now, if you're just trying to eat for the free or go to the you know, go to the John Legend concert for the free, that's one thing. But if it's somebody you're interested in having around and you want to show that particular guy that, you know, you're just as invested in the process as he is, then show your appreciation in whatever ways that you think, based upon what you know about that guy, will make him feel good.
And, you know, let me tell you, here's a little nice little analogy for y'all, a little metaphor. Or actually analogy. Now, would you go to work if you weren't getting paid, right? And some people are like, well, if I loved what I did. But how long would you really stay at that job? You know what I'm saying? How long? Not long. Not long at all. So it's the same thing, right? If a man continues to do something for you and you don't show appreciation, how long do you think he's going to keep doing it? Right? How long do you think he's going to keep doing it? It's going to slow down, and it's going to come to a screeching halt, you know. And I think it's the same for anybody. If you don't show appreciation, trust me, after a while, all that paying for stuff and getting your stuff, it becomes old. And I know women. I had a woman told me before, you know, I love to be pampered. So if a man's going to pamper me, I'm not going to stop him. And I was like, well, what are you going to do for him? What do you mean? I ain't got to do nothing. I mean, he's choosing to pamper me. I didn't ask him to do that. Oh. Thank you so much. I'll never date this chick. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's exactly what went through my mind. It's selfish, man. That's selfish. So, Jackson, Action Jackson, what is next on your list, brother?
So next on my list is someone who does not foster an attitude of teamwork and support between us. Oftentimes I see people in relationships there's just not as much support for one another as there should be. And I'm not telling you, and one thing I'll say about that is that I'm not the kind of person who I'm going to support you in spaces where you are wrong. I'm going to tell you that you are wrong. That is my way of supporting you. If you get into an argument with your mother and you have blatantly overstepped your bounds as a daughter and disrespected your mom, I'm not going to sit there and just co-sign with you in private and tell you, hey, man, you're right, your mom ain't nothing, and, you know, I'm glad you told her that she needs to know. Like, no, I'm going to encourage you to say, hey, listen, there's a better way to handle the situation with your mom. That's not what I mean about support or an attitude of teamwork. What I mean is that as people get older and they start to establish themselves with families and careers and things like that, you need each other to lean on and to bounce things off of, you know, because you want to see that person win. But sometimes you see relationships where men are competing with women and women are competing with men to see who can be better or who can receive the most accolades or who can make the most money. And to me, that is a complete turnoff because I want us to be a team and we can team up against, like, the family across the street or somebody at work or a church or whatever, but I don't want to feel this air or sense of combativeness with my significant other.
Real talk. I mean, you're right about that. I shouldn't be competing against. I shouldn't feel like I'm competing against you. You know what? Hey, here's a story. Let me tell you. I was in a situation before where I felt like I was competing against this young lady. I really didn't feel like she supported me. Like, anytime I would win something or get something, which was often, anytime I would win something or get something, she would always have this, like, you know, you could tell, too, when somebody supports you, when somebody kind of does not support you. You know, she would always look at me like, ugh, gosh, I can't believe, why do you keep winning? Like, why, you know, like, goodness, you know, when am I going to win? You know, one time I was with this one girl who I'd gotten this new job, right? And literally she could not bring herself to be happy for me because she had been looking for a job for a while and she wasn't really finding any luck. But I just left one job and literally found another one, you know, days later. And so she couldn't really bring herself to support that. And I'm like, dang, you know, it's not like you hungry. It's not like all these different things. So, yeah, then ladies, as far as support and the teamwork thing, the support has to be absolutely genuine. It can't be some act that you're putting up just during this representative piece, you know, the part where you send your representative until your actual self comes out in 3 to 6 months. And the same thing with dudes. And you know, even if she's not 100% on board with where a man is going, ladies, you have to believe in it. Okay, you have to believe in it, and because anything else is it becomes an issue. It absolutely becomes an issue. We need to feel like we are a team, not that we're competing against each other. AJ, what do you have to add to that?
I agree with you 100%, man. Like, you know, everybody wants to feel like they have the love and support of whoever they're going to have in their corner. And, you know, what that would look like early is just your willingness and ability to just be happy for somebody, you know, in the space that they're in, whether the achievement, accomplishment, or step forward is small or great. So, you know, you need to, if that's somebody you see yourself moving forward with, then, you know, you need to just get in the habit and practice of being able to look at things from a collective perspective and find happiness in, you know, the forward momentum of you and that person as a team. So that's just basically, I mean, so early in a relationship, that would just look like just not having a funky attitude because things aren't going your way. And, you know, they may be going the other person's way. You know, cheer for them. Things will be going your way soon, and then hopefully that person will be cheering for you too. So just have a good attitude, and, you know, that'll keep somebody around, and that'll make them feel like, you know, they can trust you and that you're in their corner.
Real talk. If one person win, we all win. My goodness. So, Jeezy, while you have the microphone, go ahead and round out your list with your number five.
One of the biggest turnoffs for me is those women that require or expect detailed explanation for any and everything that you're doing or that they may not necessarily agree with. So, what that would look like early is, like, somebody you just met or just started dating, like, you know, you say, you know, oh, you know, I got a little something to do at 6:30. Just, you know, just a basic courtesy. You didn't even really have to tell them that. But after you tell them that, they ask you, like, 45 supplemental questions.
That irks
my nerves so, so bad. Like, that's the worst thing you can do is try to be a grown man's boss or his mother, especially if that's
micro,
not even
micromanager.
Yeah. You can't try to micromanage a man. And autonomy is big for us, for any man with, you know, some cashews in his pants. So, you know, if he got some nuts, you can't be asking no grown man 45 supplemental questions when he tells you something. If I said I'll be right back, I'll be right back.
Take my word for it.
Yeah.
Real talk.
Yeah.
Especially if he has
not
a history.
Then, hell, so what?
Real talk. But especially if he has a history of, you know, meeting these expectations. There's no reason to, you know what I'm saying? If the man is doing what he's supposed to do, then, you know, why are you asking questions? Like, you know, why are you asking 10 of them? Like, come on now.
AJ, in my experience, that's a woman's passive aggressive way of kind of letting you know that she doesn't want you to do what you said you were going to do. That's like you tell her that, you know, it's 6 o'clock, I need to go over here and drop something off to my friend Mr. Johnson for work. So 5 minutes later, so what do you have to do again? And where again?
Yeah.
So make this make sense to me? No, I won't, because it doesn't have to make sense to you. I told you what I was going to do. Don't ask me no more. That's like a lady's passive-aggressive way to say, I don't want you to do that. I'm going to make you explain it again to me until you ask me, well, what, you got something else for me to do? And then, since you asked, and now.
Home Depot.
Now you're doing something different.
And another thing I was going to throw on that, the reason why that irks me so bad is because I do unto others. So I'm not asking you 45 supplemental questions when you tell me
real
something
talk
that you're about to do,
whether I like
it or not. And it's not that I don't care about you, I'm not concerned about your safety or where you're going to be. That's not it. What it boils down to is, A, you're a grown woman, and B, you know, I wouldn't even be tangled with you like that if I didn't, you know, believe you are authentic and trustworthy. So I don't need to ask you all that. If you say you're running down the street. I don't give a damn where you go in between or how many stops you take along the street. You said you were going down the street, so I trust you. I'll see you when I see you. I mean, I'm not going to ask you 45 supplemental questions like, you going to stop right there? Who going to be over there?
You know,
Mm-hmm. But this is my favorite one, AJ. You said you let her know that I got somewhere to be at 6:30, and you specify that somewhere to be is at Mr. Johnson's house dropping off documents, but you stop somewhere in between or directly after for a few minutes, and you're all of a sudden the liar of the world. You're a liar.
Oh,
that's not what
you're
you
a
told
liar.
Me you would go. Like, what?
Oh,
in
my
the world?
Gosh. I just
How
left out
the
small detail. I just went to pick up the mail. You know what I mean? My goodness. I'm sorry I didn't tell
because
you every
detail.
Because
I'm grown and I can do whatever I want to.
You're a liar, AJ, and I can't trust you.
Real talk. But ladies, you know, I know sometimes it sounds like on Barbershop Conversation that we're being tough on you, but it's tough love. You know what I'm saying? Something we can't just talk to you like your daddy used to and coddle you and all that stuff. You got to learn the hard way sometimes. That's the best way to learn. That's my dad and those wonderful belts he used to put on our backsides. Hey, that's why I'm a success. So, gentlemen. Here's what I have to round out my list. The final thing is don't disrespect him, okay? Now, I know for a lot of women that's difficult because, you know, you for whatever reason you choose to disrespect a man, you should never do it. Don't disrespect a man. You know exactly what I mean by that, ladies, because women are geniuses, okay? They know exactly what buttons to push, and they will push them, especially if they know it's going to get you over the edge. Nothing gets a woman off more than, you know, getting a man to the edge. You know what I'm saying? Trust me. Now, maybe I'm making this up, but this is what I believe. Now, ladies, men want to be respected. Okay? Something I heard back in the day. Men want to be respected, and women want to be loved, right? So in order for a man to love you, you have to respect him. And men, in order to be loved, or in order to be respected, you have to love your woman. So I'm not saying to respect a man who's not respecting you or responding reciprocally. Not at all. I'm saying that you have to approach the situation with the utmost respect and understand that, you know, there might not be too many left, but there are a lot of us out there who were born to lead, right? And so you have to understand that. And I know that, and there are people who are taught to lead. There's a difference. Okay, there are a lot of men who were born to lead, so it's difficult for, and it's unreasonable for you to expect the man to loosen the reins or even hand them over to you when this is what he was born to do. You understand what I'm saying? So, am I off base here, Jackson?
No, not at all. And let me squeeze this in real quick. The disrespect thing, I think women like to verbally disrespect men because they can't beat us up. If women could beat us up, then we would have none of this problem. They'd just be kicking our ass all up and down the street. But I think they go to that level of extreme because women are very emotional, and they hurt easy. And it bothers don't hurt easy, so they can sometimes go to the extreme to try to hurt you the way they feel as though they have been hurt.
Man, you said a mouthful, brother. You said a mouthful. Man, oh, man. I know that resonated with somebody. We're not even going to collect the offerings, ladies and gentlemen. Not tonight. We're not going to do that tonight because we definitely want you to tune in. Gentlemen, we're going to wrap up the conversation. You know, an hour really goes by pretty fast when you're listening to the Barbershop Conversation. Any last words, Jeezy, Jackson, before we wrap up?
I like what Jackson said earlier in the conversation. I don't play any woman as being slow or stupid. So I think that most women who are worth their salt know what they need to do if they want to keep a guy around. And if they don't, that means they just lack discipline, self-control, or respect for that particular individual. So, you know, that being said, I can't pity anybody who finds themselves consistently alone because you know better and you know you was acting a damn fool.
Holla. Hello, and if you know better, you certainly do better. That's all we have for this episode of Barbershop Conversations. I certainly hope you enjoyed it because we enjoyed having it. On behalf of AJ Miller, Jackson Bracey, and the rest of the crew, I'm Joe Paul, and I want to thank you for tuning in. Be sure to check us out weekly right here on Blog Talk Radio. And you can also download our radio shows at www.joepaulspeaks.com. Remember, we are here. Barbershop Conversation. No topic is off limits. Peace.